It's called the saddest Sunday in America. The first of 6 months with no football.
That's the problem the AAF is hoping to solve by filling the football void between the Super Bowl and the NFL draft. Nearly 11,000 fans traveled to Georgia State Stadium for the Atlanta Legends home opener against the Birmingham Iron.
You don't have to just love the NFL. It's not mutually exclusive. You support the NFL, then you come out and you can support the AAF. So I'm just excited that we have some football in the spring.
Brian Clayton came up from Columbus, Georgia. He says there's no reason the new league can't carve out a fan base of its own.
I mean, the AAF has plenty of room to grow. I mean, I know other leagues in the past haven't really been able to break into the market, but who says now's not the right time?
That's exactly what the league is hoping for. But it's safe to say the AAF isn't gunning for the NFL's market share, like the USFL and the XFL before it. League co-founder Charlie Ebersole made his intentions clear on the nationally syndicated sports program, The Rich Eisen Show.
Our goal is to be a developmental league for the NFL. That's why we created the NFL out in our contracts. It's why we only have NFL head coaches. So what we're looking for is players who want to get back into the NFL.
The mission is to give players, coaches, and officials a place to develop and a second chance to make a first impression. And those NFL out clauses? They allow players to jump from the AAF to the NFL should a big team come calling. A sustainable developmental league could prove useful. More than 70,000 college athletes played football this past year. Less than 2% will ever make it to the pros. In an effort to help build new fan bases around the AAF, the league divided the majority of its players by region, so fans are likely to see homegrown talents representing their teams. Back in the game, Audra Reed of Atlanta is decked out in purple and gold Legends gear with a number 14 jersey in her arms. She says she's there for one player in particular.
Malachi Jones. I met him when his dad was still living. His family embraced me, made me feel like family, so I feel like I'm his official, unofficial auntie, and he's my guy.
These are the type of local connections the league is looking to foster. Atlanta's roster features players from Georgia Southern, Georgia Tech, Valdosta State, West Georgia, and UGA, including former star quarterback Aaron Murray. But the league has already encountered some struggles. Just a few weeks after its February debut, the AAF needed a $250 million investment just to stay afloat. And attendance numbers have been mixed, with some cities struggling to draw in fans. Tommy Palmer, who co-hosts GPB's Football Fridays podcast, says the league is facing an uphill battle.
I don't want to be a doomsday critic and you know, say, no, this is not going to work. I just wonder how many people are going to come out and watch former NFL players try to get back to the NFL.
For the players, the real test will come later this year when NFL teams open training camps and begin gearing up for the fall season. Will their time in the AAF lead to revitalized careers? Or will they come to an end, like so many athletes before them? Because a life in football, more than any other sport, is fleeting. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.